the rest of the story. Is a revolution all blood and guts and guns, or is there room for the artist, the author, the poet, the performer, the composer? At the time of our American Revolution, a gentleman named Francis Hopkinson was all of those things. Having studied in England under painter Benjamin West, Hopkinson became proficient at portraits and engraving. His poetry, both humorous and serious, was widely published. A talented musician, he gave harpsichord performances, and he composed. In fact, his was the first book of music published by an American composer. Francis Hopkinson. He served as chairman of the Continental Navy Board between 1776 and 1778. He held the office of treasurer of loans for 3 years thereafter. His creative contribution to the cause of freedom took the form of highly effective revolutionary essays, but only once, as far as we know, did he regret having used his creativity to benefit the nation. And his regret was the result of red tape strangulation. You're going to discover in the next minute that bureaucracy is nothing new. In 1780, Hopkinson wrote a letter to the Board of Admiralty reminding them of a particular service he had rendered as chairman, since it had been done above and beyond all responsibilities in his position. He requested reimbursement. The Board of Admiralty referred Hopkinson's letter to Congress. Congress passed it along to the Board of the Treasury. Next thing you know, Hopkinson was being asked for more details in the form of a specific bill. No problem. This second document was then forwarded to James Milligan, the Auditor General, who dutifully dispatched it to the Commissioners of the Chamber of Accounts, who returned it to the Auditor General with advice of payment, who returned it to the Board of the Treasury with his endorsement, which objected on the grounds that no vouchers had been included with the bill, and demanded submission of a new one. And what you have just heard was only the beginning. All Francis Hopkinson, and this is one of the godfathers of our country, he was a signer of our Declaration of Independence. All he wanted was to be paid for rendering a service, a significant service, but the Board of Treasury was not convinced of its significance. And their skepticism prompted a congressional investigation into the matter, and the turmoil continued for more than a year. There were summonses and reports and tentative conclusions and reevaluations and more reports and another investigation and resignations and resolutions and more reports, and after all was said and done, three things were certain. Francis had indeed rendered the service which he had claimed. Francis had enemies on the Board of the Treasury, and Francis was never going to get paid. According to the board, the public was entitled to extra services now and then from government employees who already drew comfortable salaries. He didn't deserve any remuneration, they said, for what he had done. They say money talks. I don't know, maybe. But perhaps if Francis Hopkinson had been reimbursed for what he did for the rest of us, we would not have forgotten him. Now we've forgotten him. You never recognized that name when I first mentioned it today. But you'd recognize the name Betsy Ross, wouldn't you? Now, as it happened, a seamstress named Betsy Ross absolutely unjustifiably received credit for the accomplishment of artist Francis Hopkinson. It was he, not she, who designed the American flag. But now you know the rest of the story.